I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. European leaders are in Brussels for an emergency two-day summit. At stake is the very future of the European Union and its common currency, the euro. French President Nicolas Sarkozy underscored the pressure today. He said if a decision on fixing Europe's debt woes can't be reached at this Brussels summit, then there are no second chances. From Brussels, The World's Clark Boyd reports.
After months of economic doom and gloom, punctuated by a series of these emergency summits, it's hard to see how the eurozone is suddenly out of second chances. But today, ahead of his trip to Brussels, Nicolas Sarkozy made his case.
Jamais l'Europe n'a été aussi nécessaire.
Never has Europe been so necessary. Never has it been in so much danger, Sarkozy said. Never, he went on, has the risk of an explosion of Europe been so great. Many have argued that it's been that way for 18 months now. Previous summits have produced a lot of talk about how Greece's debt will be dealt with and how the economic contagion that everyone fears won't spread to Italy and Spain. Action, on the other hand, has been slow in coming, a fact that German Chancellor Angela Merkel acknowledged today.
Worten alleine glaubt man nicht mehr.
Merkel said, words alone will not be credible anymore. We need more cohesion, and we need changes to the European Union's treaty. Merkel and Sarkozy are spearheading an effort to get European nations to agree to a series of measures aimed at preventing this kind of crisis from happening again. They're calling for tighter, more centralized, and more disciplined oversight of the budgets and debt levels of eurozone countries, and for the ability to punish those countries that don't comply. Some say it's about time.
Europe has to change, and the institutions have to change, not the currency. We avoided that for 10 years, and now we have only a few days to fix it.
Matthias Baumann is a Dutch economist and author. He says the European Union's very structure is not designed to deal with this kind of economic crisis.
I think one discussion in the White House would solve the crisis in the U.S., and we don't have a White House in Europe, so we have a discussion every 3 months, slowly, and the financial markets, they don't understand that.
And that's why Merkel and Sarkozy's talk of treaty change seems off the mark to some. EU treaty changes might take months, even years, to be approved by the member states. But the crisis, critics say, is happening right now, and it's having a big impact on the lives of millions of Europeans. Economist Arjo Klammer sees a big disconnect between Europe's dickering politicians and its citizens.
They feel that with the euro, among others, they have lost their voice. Brussels is too far away, Europe is too big, and there are lots of people who feel sort of alienated from the whole process.
The United States, of course, has a big stake in how the eurozone crisis plays out. The EU is America's largest trading partner. American companies and banks are heavily invested here. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner was in Europe today for economic crisis talks with Italy's new prime minister. But it's not just U.S. companies and officials who are looking on nervously. The heavy metal group Metallica recently rearranged its world tour schedule. The band's management pushed up European tour dates in case people have no money to rock out 6 months from now. Come to think of it, you can probably expect quite a bit of headbanging in Brussels tomorrow, should Europe's leaders once again fail to offer concrete steps to stop the economic crisis. For The World, this is Clark Boyd in Brussels.